Can machines think? The answer is definitely yes. But the question of machines thinking for themselves cannot be taken lightly. In fact, many serious-minded citizens have pondered the matter with alarm. For instance, the year is 2000. A bright-eyed young man and his attractive fiancée are approaching the Los Angeles Marriage License Bureau.
Nervous, sweetheart?
Oh, yes, but isn't it wonderful, Roger? Just think, married.
Well, darling, here it is. I wonder how you turn it on.
Well, I guess you just push that button there.
Okay.
Marriage is a serious business.
Oh, yes, we know.
I'll say.
Before issuing a license, I must tabulate information on your personality types.
Huh? Oh, sure. Go ahead.
He loves me.
Are you college graduates?
Yes, I'm a PhD in space dynamics.
I have a master's in interstellar time reckoning.
Do you both like togetherness?
Oh, the most.
We're in love.
Do you plan to have children?
At least two.
Or three.
Or four.
Not so fast. You're getting ahead of me. How do you regard each other in times of stress?
Oh, she's a doll.
He's wonderful.
She's perfect.
He's wonderful.
How do you feel about joint bank accounts?
She's everything I want.
He understands me.
Marvelous.
Adorable.
Just a minute now. I've got to collect my facts. Did you say marvelous or adorable?
Marvelous.
Adorable.
My tabulation is complete.
Yes?
The marriage license is denied.
What?
But why?
You are hopelessly incompatible.
Sound fantastic? Perhaps a slight exaggeration, but according to Dr. Gilbert D. McCann, head of the Department of Electrical Engineering at the California Institute of Technology, the year 2000 will find machines making some startling decisions.
Certainly within 40 years, we will be able to duplicate the human brain in a framework probably no larger than the brain itself. And we will be able to create machines that receive information the way humans do, through the senses, by reading, hearing, feeling, and so on. These machines will process the data just as the human brain does, though more efficiently and with a better memory in most cases. And the machine will act. It may give out orders. Conceivably, computers could be presidents of companies. It could make decisions. A computer might be a consultant to a government bureau. Yes, and a machine might even issue or deny a marriage license based on the scientific evaluation of a couple's compatibility.